This is the House of Hockey podcast,
where we talk about the game and the lifestyle.
We've got opinions as hockey fans, friends, and from the female perspective.
Welcome to our house. Welcome to the House of Hockey podcast, episode 159. Ooh, I like that. 59. Roman Yossi. 159. I'm one of your hosts, Breezy.
And I'm your other host, Ray Ray. I am in Seattle. I have the worst internet connection. I just spent $20 to pay for internet. It didn't work. So I'm now connected finally on my phone, but it's okay because I have had the most memorable, one of maybe the most memorable days of my life happened yesterday. And I can't wait to tell you all about it. It involves some legendary Blackhawks players, as well as legendary broadcasters.
Yeah, she called me yesterday. We'll get to that.
Yes.
We will get to that. So we have four headlines to go over really quick. And yeah, you ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, so I clearly was the one that wrote the headlines this week because it's bare minimum here. I'm still working on it, people. Andre Kopitar has the most games played by a King. That happened last night, which was Saturday night, versus the Boston Bruins, which they did lose. But Andre Kopitar has played 1,297 games as a King. And the cool part was his son, Jakob, he read the starting lineup, and it was the cutest thing ever. And when it got to Kopitar's name, he goes, "And my dad, number 11.
I was almost in tears, Breezy, and we all know how quickly I am to tears these days, just because of, you know, I'm evolving as a person. Mm-hmm. It was the cutest thing I've ever seen. His son,
and the sweatshirt that he was wearing, said, "My dad is my hero," with like him and his sister and the doggy.
It was like so amazing, and just you could feel the love coming through Anze, like as he was sitting there watching, like. Beaming with pride for what he's done, not even I think his career, but like for, you know, just his son.
Yeah.
And being able to have that magical moment. I mean, this is what it's all about, right? You know, the family, community, not just what these guys do on the ice, but, you know, what the organizations do for them. I thought it was amazing.
It was amazing. So,
what was the record again? That's like the most games.
Most games played by a King. So he did sign an extension. So he does have two more seasons. And they were talking last night on the broadcast that the only player that could match him or beat him would be Drew Doughty at this point. So it's interesting to see, or that would be interesting to see. It could happen. It very much could happen. So. Let's see how many more Kopi's got in them, and let's see what Drew's gonna do.
I mean, they could just keep going back and forth between the two of them, but
with his 2-year extension, that would make him 20 seasons, so 20 years with the Kings.
What?
I think that's what it said. I think that's what I heard. I don't know. It was a rough day yesterday, but I'm pretty sure that's what it was.
It was a rough day because I called you in the middle of your work day. With the incredible story that I have to tell you and everybody, because I was very uncool and freaking out. And the only person that I could call immediately was you. And you answered because you're an amazing friend.
I do. I always answer your phone calls.
You do, especially in the middle of a work day. It must be important.
Yeah. And I answered it because I think she probably could tell that I was having a rough day because of the way I answered it. Maybe. I was like, "Yes, ma'am."
I could tell something was up because when I told you the story and I was waiting for your reaction, you were like, "Whoa." And I was like, she must be somewhere she can't like properly respond. Maybe she didn't hear me. Anyway, go ahead. We'll get to that in a minute.
What's the next topic? We'll get to it though. Oh, my favorite, my absolute favorite. The Vegas Golden Knights have the best record as a defending cup champ for the start of the season at 6-0-0.
Yes, and they just beat the Chicago Blackhawks at home for our home opener, but that's okay because Connor Bedard got his first home opener goal as a Blackhawk, so that's fine. But they're
and it was fired. On his and it was on his first shot at the United Center, and that was the first ever since Jonathan Toews in 2007. And which that is a stat that I had as our fourth bullet point. So now we only have one left, people.
Guys, we've got stats. We're turning into a stats podcast. Yeah, right. The other stat I saw, and I didn't write it down because I was in a state of delirium after the game last night. So I went to the Seattle Kraken game last night. Oh, yeah, I didn't say that out loud. I went to the Seattle Kraken game last night. They were hosting the New York Rangers. But there was another stat I saw, and this is relevant to my story. Eddie Olczyk was the youngest player on the Blackhawks to score a goal, his first home opener goal or something. Now Connor Bedard is the youngest player on as a Blackhawk in his first game as a Blackhawk, something like that, something to that effect. He's just surpassed, I believe he just surpassed Eddie Olczyk by like days. It was like 18 years old and how many ever days, you know, old he is.
Yeah.
And that's amazing because I met Eddie Olczyk last night.
Mm-hmm. She did.
I'm trying not to scream. I don't want to blow your ears out.
She's freaking out again. She's freaking out again. I feel like we should just get to it and like scratch the last one's not even that important.
No. We'll get to that in a second. So that happened. But I just was like, the synchronicity and the like timing of everything that happened yesterday was just so bizarre. Like, what are the odds? I'm like a Blackhawks fan, and then it's the home opener, but I'm in Seattle and I get to meet Eddie Olczyk, and this like stat has just been surpassed by Connor Bedard. And like, I mean, the whole thing is just bizarre and incredible, but Vegas hot. They are hot, hot, hot. Mm. That's where I'm going to be tomorrow. I'm traveling there. I feel like I kind of have to go to the game now. Like, do I have to go to the game?
You might have to.
I mean, they're playing Philly, so you know, I wouldn't be upset about seeing my boy Tortorella.
Right.
But like, maybe I need to go see Vegas play now during this incredible run that they're having. There was some other stat I saw that was like, they have the best record since the All-Star break of this year, too.
Yeah, I saw that, too. They had, like, they're averaging, like, 3.5 goals a game. And, yeah, I saw that. I was like, I'm not even, good for them. On to the next scroll.
Okay. Yeah, but we all know what happens. Like, we saw what happened last year with the Bruins having the best record of their organization's career and then getting eliminated right away in the playoffs. So, you know, it doesn't always mean something because we know it's a long season and there's a lot of hockey to be played and health is like very important. But they are a team to watch.
The other topic was just Connor McDavid got injured.
And
he is sustaining. So as of right now, when we're recording this, I have not seen any news. It just said that it's potentially just a muscle sprain, which there's no time frame as of right now.
Upper, lower?
I did not catch that.
Okay.
So
I saw he was grabbing his side. Was the quote I saw.
And the sides could be upper or lower, depending on if you're more legs or more torso. Depends.
Are you more legs or more torso, Daisy?
I'm pretty sure I'm more legs than torso. I got kind of long legs. Yeah.
I have no torso. It's very shrunk. She's looking, guys.
I did grow, though.
You grew? What do you mean? You can't grow?
I grew. Because I used to think I was like 5'7" and something, right?
Yeah.
But like I walk like pretty straight and people kept telling me that I like look taller. But I've been really like focusing on like stretching out my spine a lot because I have to walk really straight in my job position. I have to have good posture. I have to have a presence to me.
Authority.
And authority. I'm stupid. I'm so stupid. Anyway, no, so I measured, I was measured, and I am 5'8" on the dot. So I grew.
Okay. Well, I will let you have that one, Breezy.
Thank you. Grew a couple centimeters. That's all that matters.
Well, I'm very happy for you. And I do feel like this much bad for Oilers fans right now who are sweating this Connor McDavid injury, because as we all know, Oilers fans think he is Jesus, McJesus, and that he's their savior and is going to bring them a Stanley Cup. And I mean, while that might be true, I think he needs a little more help on his team for that to happen. And hopefully it's a minor injury and we can get one of the best players back on the ice to watch. But yeah.
Also, side note, Leon had another encounter with a media person when they were like, what are you going to tell Stuart? What are you going to say to Stuart? Yeah, Stuart Skinner, the goalie. What are you going to say to him? Or something? He's like, what do you mean? What am I going to say to him? Because I guess he came out of the goal to like try to stop the puck, and he goes that he made a mistake. Like, everybody makes mistakes. Like, what am I supposed? What do you want me to say to him? He might be my favorite interviewer. Actually, I like when he does interviews.
I'm gonna have to watch some more of those because those are.
Yeah.
But wait, is that did we get the name right? Because there's Jeff Skinner.
No, Stuart Skinner.
There's two Skinners in the league.
Yes.
Of a no relation.
Yes.
Just like we
Stuart,
have Canes.
Stuart Skinner. Yeah, Stuart Skinner is a goalie for the Oilers.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I just, you know.
Yeah, and then Jeff Skinner plays for the Sabres currently?
Yeah.
I believe, yeah.
He does that between two stalls, which yes. I'm waiting for a new episode to drop. I don't know what the holdup is.
I know. What is the holdup? Does that like a hockey season or something? Strike? I don't know.
After strike? Jeff can't get back in between the two stalls to do his show. Phenomenal content, everybody. Phenomenal.
Yeah.
Okay. There was one other thing, and then I'm going to tell you all about my experience. So, and I'll probably be rushing to get to the airport, but that's okay because that was my fault with the internet. So, okay, there's been a controversy with the shootout goals and the players doing the slow-mo 5 million puck drag back and forth, like going so slow.
Handling.
And then, thank you. Yep, that's the word. And I think I agree with the people who are upset about this. I think that slow stick handling is, first of all, that's not the intention of what a shootout scenario is for. And that on the other side, though, like, what do you say? Like, okay, you make a new rule and you're like, players are not allowed to go slow during a shootout when they're approaching. Like,
people need to calm down. They need to simmer and reel it back in, because this is just getting ridiculous. They're making this sport soft and I do not like it.
Wait, you think that going slow is okay?
Yeah, if that's what they want to do, then that's what they want to do.
No, that defeats the whole point of it.
They could do whatever they want. If they're trying to score a goal, then they're trying to score a goal.
I don't know about that. I think...
Okay, that's your opinion and this is mine. I don't know about that. Okay, buddy.
It's incredible for them to show off their stick handling skills, but at the same time, that doesn't give the goalie any advantage. This feels like some soccer bullshit.
A goal doesn't give the goalie advantage. They're trying to score on him.
Yeah, but it gives them no opportunity whatsoever to, like, it's like turning into soccer where you
plenty of opportunities.
You know, because you can only go one way or the other and you don't have time to get to the other
You're
side.
You're a goalie. You should be keeping your eye on the puck. You should be able to do it. If you can't keep your eye on the puck, then that's on you.
No, I don't support this. And I think
support it.
Of course you do. This is why we have a podcast, folks. This is why we talk about controversial topics.
And this is why Ray thinks that I'm always wrong.
I do not.
I know.
I do not think you're always wrong. We just have differing
opinions.
You
just don't like my opinions sometimes.
No, we just have differing opinions. I respect your opinion. I just don't agree with it. That's how I feel. Okay. So we're going to just call that a draw.
Agree to disagree.
We're going to go to a shootout on it, Breezy.
Okay, well, you're going to probably get juked.
I don't even know what that means. I'm not even cool. I don't even know what that means. I think loss. I think I'm going to lose is what I understood that as. I'm in Seattle for work. I finished working. I had a day off, and then I have to travel to Vegas for another work job. So I was able to have a touristy day in Seattle. So I got up. I had a leisurely morning. I walked down to the market, the public market in Seattle, the famous place where they throw the fish and all that. And I'm just enjoying the beautiful day, and I'm taking in the sights. And then I decide, gee, I should probably get some lunch. And I go to get in line, and this person standing in front of me in line is Kenny Albert, the legendary sports broadcaster who covers the four major sports, does a phenomenal job on TNT with the hockey coverage. And of course, as you guys know, I have no problem talking to people. And so I tapped him on the shoulder and I said, "Excuse me, are you Kenny Albert?" And he said, "Yes, I am." And I introduced myself. I told him about our podcast and that I'm a big hockey fan. And we start talking, and it turns out he's here not to cover hockey. He was here to do Sunday football on Fox, and he was with his Fox crew, and they were in line. And when I tell you, he is the kindest, nicest, friendliest, welcoming person of any sort of celebrity that I have probably ever met. I mean it.
You're not lying.
No. So I spent quite a bit of time with him and his crew talking about everything, where we live, what we think of. I asked him all kinds of course, hockey related questions. And they were asking me about who I cheer for. And then I, of course, told them how Breezy cheers for too many teams, and I don't think that's right. And then Kenny agreed with me. And he's got a new book out. It's called A Mic for All Seasons. It just came out a week ago. I just downloaded it to my Kindle so I can read it on the airplane. He was so nice. He had a copy of it with him. His daughter is doing his PR and was like, "Dad, you got to take pictures of your book out in Seattle and stuff, and, you know, to promote the book." And so he's like, "Well, I would give you the copy of my book, but this is the only one I have." And I was like, no, I can buy your book, Mr. Albert. I can buy your book. I am happy to support you." So it was just one of the most memorable experiences I've ever had. And the chances of me just running into him, I don't even understand that. And everybody just being so welcoming and nice and talking to me and spending time with me and really just respecting the hockey fans of the world really, really meant a lot. And Kenny and one of his producers, Ben, was like, "Listen, there aren't enough hockey fans in the world. So when we meet one, we embrace it." And it was something I will never forget. And then because I am so uncool, and they had to go off and do their thing, and I left them, I called Breezy immediately.
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 And she was screaming in the phone and like making noises I have never heard come out of a human before. And so I'm at work, I'm sitting in my office, and I'm busy doing something, but I have someone in the office with me, and she's laughing. hysterically, but like trying to like be quiet because she doesn't want Ray Ray to know that she's in the room with me.
I don't care.
Even though no one cares. And she's just going off. She's telling me the story. She's freaking out. She's asking what she should be doing for later at the game. She's telling me that I know that she's not cool. I told her she's sometimes cool. She's sometimes fun. And but yeah, those noises you were making, they're like,
I was like, I can't breathe.
And then you were started, and then all of a sudden you were like, all right, I'm good. And then it was like this like screeching sound. And I'm like, is there a car accident happening? No, it was you. It was your voice.
I was like,
something was coming out of you.
Yeah. I was like, I can't. I was like, I just like couldn't believe what was happening. I mean, I was just like happy to have like met him and tell him. I don't even think I told him how much I appreciate his broadcasting ability, because I was just in like a state of like confusion that like this was my real life and this was all happening. Yeah. And I was trying to just like be cool and not put my foot in my mouth and say something wrong and like be normal. And I think I pulled it off, because that leads to the second part of the story. So I went to the game last night and they were all going to the game as well. And when I left them at the market, I was like, well, you know, great to meet you. Like, this is so awesome. Thanks. You know, like maybe I'll see you guys, you know, at the game. And they were like, yeah, we'll see you there. And I was like, okay, maybe they're just like being nice. Like, I don't know. No. They were able to arrange it so that I could not only watch some of the game with all of these guys. Like, I watched a hockey game with Kenny Albert. And then, like, he was, like, saying things like, oh, that was a great pass by Cheadle. And I was like, Kenny, it's like I'm watching you call a game. Because, like, that's crazy. He talks like how he talks. And I was like, this is so crazy. And he laughed. And then, so he was able to arrange it so that I could meet Eddie Olczyk and John Forslund. I don't even have words. I was like, I need to prepare something to say to these people, because I am a broadcaster too, and I respect them so much. Like, I think if I met a player, I don't think I would be as like
fangirly.
Fan, like starstruck, but like respect, like obviously I respect the players, but like to do what these guys do and to be in the broadcasting field and to listen to them for so long and mm-hmm. hear the way they call the game and how amazing they are at it compared to some other networks who call games that are not so amazing at it. I just respect them so much, and I just, you know how hard it is. So
yeah,
I was like, I think I was almost on the verge of tears trying to tell Eddie Olczyk how much I love the way he calls the game, but I pulled it together because I was like, why are you crying? Like, what is happening here? But I don't think it was because I was like, I just think it was such a cool moment, right? Like all the hard shit I've been through in my career, and to be respected by mm-hmm. Kenny enough to like let me meet Eddie and all that was just like mind-blowing. Cool. But Eddie was amazing. Eddie is exactly how he is. He was so nice. He talked to me and John, and we even got a photo, and I didn't ask for the photo, but it happened. And then it was just like such a surreal moment to get to talk to them about broadcasting. Like, John has all these notes, like meticulous notes, like prep notes for to call the game, and mm-hmm. I saw them on the table he had, and I was like, whose notes are these? And he was like, they're mine. I'm like, that's like intense notes. And then he's like, yeah, but I just like kind of have it there as reference for me throughout the game. And I was like, Eddie, where are your notes? And he was like, right here.
That's funny.
I mean, I was able to express that how much I appreciate what they do and how great they are at their job. And they were like, thank you so much. You know, it was really nice to meet you and all that. So it was the coolest thing ever.
Dang. It's cool that you were able to do that, though. I mean, really cool. And that they were nice enough to like take you in to do that after just meeting you on the street at like something, you know?
Right.
Pretty cool.
It was
pretty special.
And I just think that speaks to the hockey community in general, that like we really do look out for each other despite like a lot of our disagreements and differing opinions.
Yeah.
It's just a community that is so welcoming to each other, and it's a small community and we have to be kind to each other. And I think that's something that you and I preach all the time on this podcast of just being kind, and to be able to experience that was like, I just was like shocked. I was in shock, you know?
Mind blown. Yeah, like, for sure.
The arena, unreal, top notch, except the part of the lights went out. Game starts, puck drops, a minute and a half into the game. They call it down. The refs are all talking. What's going on? 5 minutes later, the PA guy comes on and he's like, there is a lighting outage on the corner of the ice. So part of the lights in the arena were out and they tried to fix it. They couldn't fix it. I have never seen this in my life. So what they decided to do then was in between each period, halfway between the periods, they switched goalie ends. They switched ends so that everybody had a fair advantage and they weren't like in a darker corner on the ice so they could
see. That makes sense. Yeah.
It was a bizarre, so that was like bizarre enough as it was. Amazing. I had the best Asian cuisine ever. I've never had like pot stickers, like dumplings, whatever, at a hockey game. And these were like some of the best I've ever had. Like the food's unreal. The arena is beautiful. The Jumbotrons are phenomenal. The goal song is Nirvana, and the fans are into it. The two girls sitting next to me are huge Vince Dunn fans. They showed his picture on the Jumbotron and they squealed. These two sisters squealed and everybody was looking at them. They love him. And they're obviously new fans, and everybody was in it. Everybody's in jerseys. There's people in wigs, in like teal wigs to match the Kraken. They sing at the national anthem, which I'm not sure how I feel about all this, like where the teams try to pick the words, right?
Yeah.
They do C, like it's S-E-E, but they do it for S-E-A. And then the red glare because of the I on the Kraken. Yeah. So they like enunciate that. I'm not so sure how I feel about that new trend, but that's okay. Pre-game skate is weird because they don't let you go on the sides. You can only go behind the goals and the netting is there. So it's really difficult to get a puck over because you can't throw it over the, like you have to get it in between the net and the glass.
Yeah.
So you don't really get a lot of pucks like standing up at the glass for warm up. But that was cool. There was a fight, two fights, and Trocheck, Vincent Trocheck, friend of the podcast, got into one. Man, that kid's got some quick hands.
Yeah.
He could have been a boxer. Like, forget hockey. Like, so there was fights. There were goals. I mean, the whole experience was just phenomenal. All the fans, I think because it's such a new sport for, like, hockey for Seattle fans. They're all like, there wasn't any shit talking. There wasn't any like, it was a little quiet there at times. There weren't a whole lot of like chants and things, but that's because they're new, right? But nobody was, it was just a very welcoming environment. Seats are amazing. The fans were welcoming. I didn't feel uncomfortable at all or unwanted. And, that's what happened.
That's what happened. Well, I'm glad you had a good time. It sounds like fun.
It was unreal. And Kenny Albert has agreed to come on the podcast. And I have a lot of reading to do on his book. And if you're not already following Kenny Albert on social media, go follow him. get his book. You can download it on Kindle. You can get it on Amazon, Target, anywhere that books are sold, and read his book. Update everybody on our new store and our merch, Breezy.
Yeah, so I created a merch store this past week. Ray did some cool designs on some greeting cards. So you can get some birthday cards, thank you cards, just appreciate you cards, whatever they are. And then I'll be uploading some like apparel, hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and stuff like that as the season goes on. So if there's anything that you think that would be cool that you would want to wear, shoot it my way and I can design something for you and we'll get it up on the site.
We need ideas.
We'll have our link in our bio and for the podcast, as well as in the link tree on our Instagram.
Is it on our website yet?
And it will be linked to our website.
I think you're really going to like the cards that we created that are like, there's nothing that exists like this in the hockey space for like fun hockey related cards. So stock up, have them for birthdays, for thank you cards, whatever, celebrations. They're super affordable.
Digital, they're digital downloads. So you can get as many as you would like and send them out digitally, or you can print them out yourself or go to CVS and get those printed on hard card stock, whatever you wanted to do that. So,
and make sure to send us voice notes on Spotify. If you have thoughts, questions for Kenny Albert, what do you want us to ask him? Drop those in our voice notes. We'd be happy to send those. There's a way to send us messages on podcasts for Spotify. And I need like a week to recover from one day of life.
We got to go.
Bye.
Thanks for coming over to our House of Hockey podcast and hanging out with us. We'll be back next week with a brand new episode. And in the meantime, you can follow us on social media. Just look for House of Hockey podcast. We'll be back next week.